Hi, this is Dan Sullivan, and I'm here with Steve Crine, and this is the next episode of Game Changer Jumps. And Steve, in the time since I saw you in the flesh, we've taken a big game changer jump, and it's called the Total Creative Economic Integrator. So just a little setup, we had a special event for all of our game changers, as many as who could attend in Chicago. But the added feature of it is they could bring two different types of people with them. One, they could bring their actual team members who are most plugged into what they're doing, both in their main business and any future collaboration. And the other thing is they could bring collaborators with them, actual collaborators on their 100 times collaboration game-changing project. I always get really, really edgy before I introduce something new. And I have to tell you, this is the first time in my entire coaching experience, with the exception of the couples conference, that I've ever coached other people besides my clients in an event. And I had a feeling after the first hour that it was going to work.
Yeah. You know, first of all, it's great to be here, Dan. And, you know, I said to you before we started this recording that showing up to the workshop and having two of the key people on my team that I collaborate with, not just every day, but throughout every day, and so many times and so integral into everything we're doing, to have them in the room, not just to hear from you, but to see the kind of thinking that takes place, the kind of discussions that takes place. And I think you nailed it when you said they got a better understanding of who I am and the role that I play and how they can play the role on the team to amplify everything we're doing. So of all the years and 20 years into coach that I've ever been there, obviously with a team member, although I did start the program originally with one of my partners for my first company, this was really a game changer in itself, just to come with folks that we could not only learn together, but during the sessions where you kind of talk with each other and share your insights, that itself was really insightful and a real treat.
Well, I have to tell you, first of all, the feedback has been really great for me because this is a 30-year-old idea that I had 1987, 1988, and I could never find a place for this idea in the Signature program, because some people in the Signature program, when I was coaching it, were worried how they were going to have enough money to actually have an assistant.
Right.
So talking about Total Creative Economic Integrator really wasn't the appropriate context. And even in the 10 times program, people are still very commoditized in what they're doing. They haven't really put together the real great team that's going to be self-managing, the team that's going to be self-multiplying. But the game changer, when I thought about it, what could I create that would actually be new to all the game changers in the room? So they're not just listening to things that they've already heard in the game changer program already. But the other thing was it would really transform the teamwork between the game changers and the individuals who are guests there. I purposely waited till the end of the day, and I chose you and your Jennifer and Barry to see. I know it had had an impact on you because you told me throughout the day.
Yeah.
You're never shy about telling me whether something's working or not working, Steve. So I want to tell you that I appreciate when you tell me when things aren't working, but I doubly appreciate when you say they are working. But I could tell that from when I first was introduced to Jennifer and Barry in the right at the beginning of the workshop and 8 hours later, that they had really shifted their notion of who you are in your game changer role with Startup Health.
Yeah, you know, I think that this tool in particular, because it's actually rather simple, right? It's four quadrants. Each quadrant has space for three items, and there's just a single idea in each of the quadrants. It allowed us to all separately discuss each one after we had our own time to think about our perception of that topic. So if we go through the four, I want you to walk us through the four. Mm-hmm. But as you go through the four, it's almost like topic, think about it, then discuss it. And what we found was while some of the words were different, we actually all had complete alignment of Startup Health's version of how we are a total creative economic integrator. Mm-hmm. So, you know, theirs might have been more detailed than mine in certain areas, and mine might have been more broad stroke than theirs in certain areas, but there was complete alignment. I don't think there was anything any one of us came up with mm-hmm. that was, oh yeah, we forgot about that. So it was really insightful to see how aligned we are. But I do think the details matter. The idea mm-hmm. that they were so detailed, and they're both high fact finder, they had a lot more detail than I did, but yet we all have alignment of this idea that we are already a total creative economic integrator as an organization. And this is going to help us really, now that we've got the common language around it, accelerate that communication outward to the other folks on the team.
Yes. Yeah, I was amazed at how completely filled in with notes and really very specific, insightful notes.
Yeah.
So what I see here is a new kind of entrepreneurism on the planet. Okay, let's go through the four quadrants. The first one is total. So it's total creative economic integrator. And what total means for me, Steve, is that you're not restricted by a particular company definition or an industry definition or market boundaries. So everybody starts off in a particular kind of company in a particular industry, and you're in a particular market. And what a game changer is someone who goes beyond the restrictions, but you're operating outside of that. And it's your ability to cross boundaries which actually makes you the game changer. So talk about that a little bit of what you saw out of that when you examine what you've achieved since you started Startup Health.
I didn't fully appreciate that I've always been, and I go back 25 years from my first real company, you know, Webstakes and promotions.com, that I started right out of law school without any understanding of really, even though I had always been more entrepreneurially minded and did little small businesses as a teenager, hadn't fully realized what being an entrepreneur really meant. And what I recognized when I saw this description in the upper left-hand corner was that it's almost as if you're starting out from the beginning just thinking outside the box of whatever it is happening. So when it was, you know, 1995 and 1996, it was a very different industry than it is today, but marketing and branding and promotion. And for me, it was the internet was going to play a big role at transforming how that works. And I just had no pre-existing view of how it should work. So I had in my mind no company, industry, or market boundaries because I was blissfully ignorant mm-hmm. about what I was going to go attempt to fix and work on and usher in, which was integrating the internet into marketing and promotion and branding and using direct marketing to do that. And so that's obviously an easy one, right? When you go, oh, coming in fresh, no preconceived notion of what your boundaries are. But it doesn't take very long to quickly be surrounded by, once you're building a business, the traditional boundaries, mindset boundaries, regulatory boundaries, precedent boundaries that have been established. And if you're not careful, you can all of a sudden shrink the world you're playing in and start to be more realistic and start to play within the boundaries and the guidelines. And all of a sudden, while you might have started out blissfully ignorant, as soon as you get educated, you start to go, whoa, that's been tried before. I can't do it. That's not the way it works. And all of a sudden, you don't game change anymore. You're now playing the game that everybody's been playing. And so for me, it was not about actually that it's easy to start out without any boundaries. It's difficult to be an entrepreneur, stay in business, build a business, and resist the dynamics of gravitational pull mm-hmm. into restrictive feeling around everything you're doing. And so what was interesting for all of us when we kind of looked back at what our three answers were for how Startup Health operates this way, I realized that we've invested in and onboarded 500 plus entrepreneurs from 250, 260 companies from 21 countries over the past 7 years, not restricted by a typical boundary, which might have been even regional in the US not that long ago. We started thinking globally at the very beginning, and we're not restricted by what people believe is the US healthcare system and the problems there. We started looking at it globally. So when you start to think about 21 countries and you start to think about 250 or 260 companies and 500 entrepreneurs, we did not restrict anything we were doing by geographic boundary. Mm-hmm. When I started thinking about our co-investors and our investors that we partner with to invest in these companies that have invested in us as well, they're also not standard. There's angel investors and venture capital investors and corporate venture capital and strategic partners. And we have not limited ourselves to any one type of partner or investor. And that helps the entrepreneurs in a really magical way. And I'd say the last piece was this notion that we built a platform that uses lots of concepts and tools and teamwork and data to really bring a powerful new capability to all of the companies and all of the partners we have. So by not being restricted geographically, by not being restricted the way the old industry worked, by not being restricted, we have always operated that way and almost defied all the gravitational pull of traditional thinking. So from our standpoint, we took it and we, without a doubt, operate and have operated Startup Health from the very beginning, not restricted by it. But like I said, when I look back over 20, 25 years, no shortage of scenarios where you kind of succumb to the restrictive nature of that thinking. So a really powerful first framework and first word to use for this tool.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, and it has to do with what was kind of obvious to you after you did your writing on it, but it hadn't been necessarily obvious before. That's for you. And what did Barry and Jennifer talk about? What became obvious to them afterwards that wasn't all that clear before?
If I was to summarize it, because I don't remember the exact words they used, but I remember feeling that I know they always knew all of the facts that I just shared with you, but I think they might have looked at all three of those things as complexity. Oh, we're operating in so many countries. We got different kinds of agreements with companies in translate to the law in Finland versus the law in Israel versus the law in China. And oh my God. And then you look over and you're like, oh, we've got so many different partners and some are angel individual investors and some are. So it was almost like they all looked at the same information, but mm-hmm. they had a different lens on looking at it. So yeah. It wasn't total in a positive way. It was overwhelming because of this lack of restriction. Mm-hmm. And so I think, again, it was more of the perspective of a change, Dan, right? It was mm-hmm. like, it was almost like they turned around or looked at it from a different angle, even though it was the same view, it was just a different way to look at it. And I think that was what was so exciting about watching them go through that transformation. Like I said, they didn't hear me say anything different. Mm-hmm. It was almost presented and put into the right framework for them to think about it differently.
Yes. It was very interesting. My own team, who have in some cases been with me for a quarter century, they said, wow, I didn't realize the impact that we've had over that period of time. And mine is similar. You know, we've been coaching tens of thousands, actually. But personally, I've coached over 6,000, 60 different industries, 45 years as a coach. But just summing it up in one quadrant of a formula, all of a sudden everybody said, wow, that's really quite amazing what we're seeing. Is the greater context for you, Steve, that you now know that your team knows?
Yeah, I've done a lot of thinking. It's actually been 2 weeks since we had our workshop. I've done a lot, almost a obsessed amount of thinking about this communication block that I think I want to call it underestimated, which is, sometimes we all know the facts and they're the exact same facts, but we all are looking at it from a different lens or different side. So I don't think I appreciated that we might all look at these data points, right? How many years we've been doing this, how many companies, how many countries. And while I might look at it as excitement and boundless potential and boundless progress, they might look at it and go, that's a lot of different translations of our agreements because of the companies in different countries. Wow, that's a lot of different things. And so I don't think I fully appreciated that it does matter how people contextualize it. And we need to spend more time making sure that mm-hmm. even though we all say and can say the same things, that we all fully appreciate each other's view of it from where they sit in the company. So yeah, I really do feel a deep appreciation for just a moment in time to just talk about something like these data points, which, by the way, they've been in the boilerplate of our company press releases. They're always written about, but funny part is we all look at them differently depending on our role.
Right. Let's move on to creative. So I want to make a distinction between being creative and being an integrator, because creative for me, I use the Steve Jobs definition of creativity here. They asked him, they said, you know, what's creativity? And Steve Jobs said, it's putting things together that you already have. And just a little note on that, Apple is, as of this morning, is the most highly capitalized company in the world. Mm-hmm. It varies from quarter to quarter, but they're the first $1 billion valuation company in the world.
Trillion.
Yeah, this is like Austin Powers, you know, the trillion. Yeah.
$1 trillion.
There was something wrong with billion, trillion. Yes. But Steve, Apple only took what already existed and put it together in a new way. The MP3 player became the iPod. Napster's attempts to download single songs on the internet, they took that and they made it into iTunes. And what they did is they brought an incredible beauty to how simple it was for you to do this. So he was always taking stuff that already pre-existed. Yep. The graphic user interface was created by Xerox. There's a story that Steve Jobs went to PARC, which is the R&D lab for Xerox, and they showed him the graphic user interface, and he says, that'll never work. You know? And then he got out of there as fast as he could and got back to the shop and said, we got to do this.
Yep.
So that's it. But what it means is putting existing knowledge, abilities, and tools together in new ways. So you had a lot of pieces before you started Startup Health. One of the great, great abilities that you bring to this is the fact that you went to law school, because there's a complexity of regulation that's very much involved in your game changer, and you would have to have a feel for that. You know, if you're an entrepreneur with no background in law, you could just stumble into an incredible number of minefields.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think that I want to talk about this Steve Jobs thing, but I'll address this law school thing. You know, when I graduated, it was merely really a result of when I was in elementary school. And I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. And my dad got laid off from his job. And I remember my mother and father both saying, you know, the only way to ensure job stability was to become a lawyer or a doctor. They, quite frankly, didn't know about entrepreneurs then. And so for them, it was those quote unquote wealthy people who had job security that was the aspirational. So both my brother and my sister and then myself all went to med school and grad school. Howard, obviously, both MD and PhD, my sister a lawyer, me a lawyer. My brother's a head and neck cancer surgeon. My sister's a lawyer, but much more at Startup Health. Both are involved in Startup Health as chief medical officer and chief strategy and compliance officer. But as I thought about my degree, it is best probably served in what I'm doing by the skill I learned about having to argue both sides or see things from both sides. And it was very early on, first classes in law school, where you kind of learn that you've got to be able to sit on both sides of the table and see things from both one side and then the other, and sometimes very quickly. And that has served me, I think, very well as an entrepreneur, more from the perspective of recognizing there's always another side and you have to think through both sides. Mm-hmm. And the regulatory piece, what I recognized, as you just mentioned, is the appreciation I have for it is that represents oftentimes status quo. Mm-hmm. And I know, especially in healthcare, a lot of it's there for the safety of patients and individuals. But I think within that lies a really great way to know what the benchmark is, standard, for which to rise above. So that for me has been, I think, you know, when I think about creativity and I think of the ability for entrepreneurs to be creative and putting things together, the Steve Jobs example you gave is that academically, or academics, I should say, oftentimes have the technology or the chemistry or the formulas, but they don't know how to put them together to turn them into something. Mm-hmm. And I think if I look just at, you know, everything from cancer to many diseases, a lot of people sit back and go, well, the scientists will figure it out. The universities will figure it out. The hospitals will figure it out. And then you get in there and you talk to them. And we've been doing this for now 7 years, Startup Health, but doing a healthcare 10, 11 years. I meet these incredibly bright, really, I mean, just wickedly intelligent people who might even have a lot of the things that are going to save lives, improve lives, extend lives, but They don't know how to bring them to market. They don't know how to commercialize them. They don't know how to get them into market. And so I think what you're talking about is when you could take existing knowledge, abilities, and tools and put them together in new ways, that's the entrepreneurial part that I believe is going to end up helping end cancer as we know it, cure disease, bring access to care to everyone in the world, destigmatize mental health and bring happiness and all the things that I think historically have created a false sense that it's hopeless, I think, because many of the knowledge, abilities, and tools exist today. They haven't been put together in a new way to solve. And I think that's what's most exciting about this global army of entrepreneurs that we've assembled and we're coaching and we're investing in. So when I think about how Startup Health is creative, a lot of what we're doing, the Startup Health brand and our 25-year mission and this idea that we're collaborating with entrepreneurs all over the world is this missing layer, I believe, that has not existed before. Again, and we talked about our moonshots in the past, but I do believe that it's this creative new way of looking at how to bring this together that's actually going to help us bring it over the finish line. I feel that way very passionately.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking is that when you put together the participating entrepreneurial companies in Startup Health and you put them in the same room together, you're actually allowing them to be creative in a way that they hadn't been creative before because they've been really focused on the thing that they're focused on.
Yeah.
But there was somebody else and this person's working on a completely other kind of breakthrough in medicine. You know, I say you're not the smartest person in the room, but you want to be in a room where everybody's getting smarter. And I think that that's the most important thing.
It is. You know, it's funny. There's an example I used right after Trump got elected. There was a great deal of concern by entrepreneurs about the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare and what is it going to mean to the groundwork that was laid in 2010 to 2016 for what really has ushered in the entrepreneurial opportunities for really ending cancer, curing disease, doing all these things, because for so many years, there was not a lot of investment in this new area. The technology and the capabilities weren't there. And so a lot of entrepreneurs were concerned. And we had a call right after the election, mainly to bring entrepreneurs together, a Zoom workshop, to bring entrepreneurs together, not to commiserate, but more to do what you just described. And there was a very simple discussion had between a Canadian health transformer, one of our entrepreneurs, and one in the US. And the US-based entrepreneur had only thought about everything he's doing through the lens of the United States healthcare system. And so his pricing, the reimbursement, his business model had just this lens on it that he's only operating in the US. And the Canadian entrepreneur is like, I don't even touch the US. I'm operating in Canada and my solution's in Finland and I'm rolling out in many parts of Europe. And he started outlining a business model not relying on the US. And within 15 minutes, it actually took the entrepreneur who's been operating in the US to a completely new level because what he had looked at as limitations became boundless opportunity and how impactful his technology could be outside the US. Interestingly enough, that helped him create a global strategy where the US is just one piece of it. So that's one of those magical things that only being in a community of entrepreneurs operating in the healthcare system could connect into. So another creative way of bringing it together, right? A community of entrepreneurs like-minded facing similar obstacles, but just completely operating every day in a different way. Creative breakthrough. And it didn't cost any money for them, right? It was just a quick 15-minute conversation. Probably the first 5 minutes changed the whole thing and they could have hung up the call right then.
Down at the bottom of our worksheet here on Total Creative Economic Integrator, I've got the definition of entrepreneur. You know, I've really checked this out over 45 years, and this is the first time that someone described entrepreneur, 1804. It's French, what we would call an economist, Jean-Baptiste Say, great, great fan of Adam Smith. He said, an entrepreneur is someone who takes resources from a lower level to a higher level of productivity. Jean-Baptiste Say wrote a great deal, and he was asked, well, what kind of resources? And he said, any kind of resources, you know, physical resources, technological resources, economic resources. human resources, you know, and everything. And my sense is that that's why I feel that what we're doing in The Game Changer is entrepreneurism at its purest, as Jean-Baptiste Say defined them in 1804.
Yeah. You know, it continues to be the simplest way to think about our roles as entrepreneurs, because I think that this is the most simple version. But as soon as you start talking to entrepreneurs, they layer all this other clutter on top of it. But for this one creative box, I think this is a never ending. I love it, right? Because it's about innovation, but it's a never ending thing, because I have been blown away by the democratization of capabilities that a couple of years ago were either priced out of usefulness to most companies or outside of the reach of even knowing that it's possible. And whether it be artificial intelligence and machine learning, whether it be content creation, whether it be any part of your business, there's so many new ways to put things together. Mm-hmm. When I reverse engineer this back and I look at really so many things that we've done, not just at Startup Health, but over the course of my entrepreneur career, and it's this constant tinkering with new observations, new ideas, and going, but if we put A and B and C together, and by the way, we just heard about D can be plugged in, all of a sudden now that's possible. So our community of entrepreneurs is one aspect of it. The network of the partners, the customers, the investors, the advisors who surround those entrepreneurs, and really looking at this through the lens of these health moonshots, these seemingly impossible goals that are now possible because of putting new things together, is almost about like what we get to play in every day, right? Creatively. Mm-hmm. How do you think about, when you think about Strategic Coach, the continual creative process as it relates to these three elements?
Well, the interesting thing that has happened to me out of this is that my total focus is on the creation of game changers, actually having entrepreneurs get to the point where they have such confidence in the base company that they bought that they can now think of unique ability teamwork as their company is one unique ability, and now they're linking up with other unique abilities in the marketplace. Their entire entrepreneurial career now can be described as stage one, and now they have a platform where they can actually collaborate with other 10 times capability, unique ability capability. Yeah. And the surprising thing for me since April, if you talk about surprises, is the degree to which our entrepreneurs are now finding particular ambitious, talented, successful people in corporations who want to see their career take a huge jump. So they're almost treating their career like an entrepreneurial company. And they kind of want to do it in a way that's not obvious to other people in their corporation. So they're taking advantage of an entrepreneurial breakthrough. It's very, very interesting. What's come across is we don't want any written agreement on this. We don't want any legal agreement on this. We would just like to use your capability and you can use our capability and we can make a big jump in the marketplace. And, you know, Chip Mock's example of his breakthrough, you know, in cosmetic surgery, actually curing something. He says, imagine that, I'm actually curing something. But a corporation who really bought into this, they would like to cure something. And they've got massive capabilities that can be taken to a higher level of productivity here. I had never seen it because I had done a complete bypass of the corporate world over the last 45 years of my life.
Yeah.
The biggest reason is they have meetings and I don't go to meetings. And and that's still true. But Steve, if I take Total and Creative and, you know, I bring you to 5 o'clock on Thursday, 2 weeks ago, what opened up for you that you now saw, oh, this is the next step for me now, that wouldn't have been true at 9 o'clock that morning?
Like I said, I think it'd probably be the idea that I was not alone in my thinking about it, and that Barry, who's chief compliance and chief strategy officer, and Jen, who's chief of staff, we came back and, you know, my partner Unity and Barry and Jen and I all synced up and we all saw these two areas, and all four actually of the areas, Total Creative, Economic Integrator, as a synced up vision for alignment that we've always had, but a better way to see that the platform has been built. Now we need to keep optimizing and automating and improving and scaling it, right? So for me, again, it was this idea that I wasn't coming back alone with this. And so I think this is a powerful team tool to go through, not just an entrepreneur tool. Not that all tools aren't useful for the team, but this is one of those tools like Strategy Circle and Project Plan that is a real collaboration tool. So for me, you know, again, it was summing up things that have been in our boilerplate and on our website, and we could say in our sleep, but just placing them in a way that gave the context some much more power.
Yeah, and I know from our previous quarterly workshop in Game Changer, you had said that since April, you had suddenly said, I've got a whole resource that I've kind of taken for granted because my emphasis has been on the network of entrepreneurial companies, but the whole investment community now becomes a resource that I can take to a higher level of productivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, people have been approaching you because they've seen what you've done with the entrepreneurs and they said, could you do that for us?
Yeah. Well, that was what we get to with the economic integrator piece, which is without, quite frankly, I don't want to say without trying, but it is a little bit like just as a matter of course of investing in these entrepreneurs and working with them and coaching them and connecting them and seeing that the differences between those that make progress and those that don't, the network of co-investors and the network of investors in Startup Health has grown very selectively, by the way, because we take a great deal of effort at filtering using mindset scorecards and things like that to partner with the right people. But the things that we're doing for entrepreneurs that we're bringing to them can be brought to their capability. And now collaborating with the investors to help their portfolio companies, which will become our portfolio companies. And so I think so much of this, Dan, is about just seeing things a little differently, but it's the same thing. So oftentimes we don't think it's in front of us, but it is. And for me, the idea of just hammering down on who you collaborate with, who you can collaborate with, or who you're already collaborating with, these are all things that I think are just freeing you up to see things differently, freeing the team up to see things differently. A very important piece of the puzzle.
This has been part one of Total Creative Economic Integrator. Part 2 is coming up in the next episode of Game Changer Jumps with Dan Sullivan and Steve Krein.